The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey folks, welcome to the show. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on November 30th, 2018. Clean my glasses off here so I can actually see the date. And thank you for joining us. The show is live. I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota. The program is being brought to you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send in all your contributions. You can also send some contributions up here, actually, to directly to the show, which I will then forward to Round Rock to keep this show afloat. And boy, I haven't given out that information in so long. My P.O. box up here is James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, that's MN, 56721. So let's get launched into the show here. On this day here where Donald Trump is down in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and the Trump phenomenon marches on. We'll take your calls at area code 800-313-9443. Call in with your brilliant insights there at 800-313-9443. Let's take a look here at what's cooking out there. And how about this? All sorts of things. Well, we certainly live in interesting times, do we not? The United Nations Secretary says, the rise of nationalism threatens the fight against climate change. Are you kidding? So what is this? Well, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says in an interview with the British Broadcasting Corporation Thursday that the trend in favor of nationalist policies around the world is making it harder to promote a global approach to fighting climate change. Well, I hope the rise of nationalism is making everything harder for globalists. He says, I think it is clear to me that the world is more polarized. We have more and more nationalist approaches being popular and winning elections or having strong election results, Guterres said. We see the trust between public opinions and institutions, governments, political establishments, but also international organizations being eroded. Oh, this is, thank you, make my day. The BBC journalist who interviewed Guterres pressed him on President Trump's decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. It is a problem that the world's most powerful man is a climate change skeptic, or is it a problem? The BBC asked. Guterres said it is more important that the fight against so-called man-made climate change should be a grassroots effort. He said it always helps if everyone is in line with what we think. But we shouldn't reduce the discussion about climate change to the individual position of this or that leader, Guterres said. So he's dodging the question on Trump. Doesn't want to come in for the counterpunch that comes from Trump when you punch him. Smart man. It is a global issue, and we are all failing, Guterres said. And in a global issue, we need to mobilize everyone. Guterres said that the Paris Climate Accord did not go far enough and called on countries to make an even more ambitious commitment to ending greenhouse gas emissions. How about his speech? I would call that a greenhouse gas emission. Things are getting worse than predicted, but the political will today, unfortunately, is not as high as it should be, Guterres said. So we're not kissing the ring hard enough. The UN just released its Emissions Gap Report 2018. And in that report, the UN informs us that current national commitments are inadequate to bridge the emissions gap in 2030. Technically, it is still possible to bridge the gap to ensure global warming stays well below 2 degrees centigrade and 1.5 degrees centigrade. But if global ambitions are not increased before 2030, exceeding the 1.5 degree centigrade goal can no longer be avoided. Now more than ever, unprecedented and urgent action is required by all nations. The assessment of actions by the G20 countries indicates that this is yet to happen. In fact, global CO2 emissions increased in 2017 after 3 years of stagnation, unquote. The United Nations is holding, the article ends, the UN is holding its COP24 climate change conference in Poland next week. I don't know what the COP stands for. Maybe you do. You can enlighten us. 24 probably stands for the year 2024. But as this audience, as Mike Rivero says about the Republic Broadcasting audience, the best informed in the world, You folks include a lot of global warming skeptics and a lot of understanding that the whole climate change scam is, in fact, the hoax that it is, that the science is non-existent on climate change or global warming, and that what, in fact, we have is a mechanism for controlling people. Control energy, you control people. George Orwell got it right on the biggest issue of all: control the information and you control people. But how about controlling their energy as well? Control them that way too. Uh-oh, you're making another greenhouse gas emission. You better stop whatever you're doing. Good way to control somebody. Let's look at some other headlines here. So that's going on. And Donald Trump, he's got it right on global warming. Another story that's being brooded about is the left, the controlled media, is trying to equate Ivanka Trump's emails to Hillary Clinton's. Boy, is that a whopper. Let's hope that doesn't get off the ground. And let's see what else is cooking in the news right now. I love this article. Brussels, beware. The street fighter Orban teams up with action man Chuck Norris in Hungary. Ooh. Chuck Norris and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban spent a day bonding in Budapest, where the legendary martial arts hero likened the European leader to U.S. President Donald Trump. In a video posted to Orban's Facebook page, the pair were seen discussing family, politics, and critics in the left-wing media, as the Way of the Dragon star and his wife Gina were treated to a personal tour of the Hungarian capital. Well, that sounds like fun. Invited to the Central European state by Hungarian Baptist Aid, one of the nation's top five charities, Norris told the populist firebrand, "I've read so much about you that I feel we've already met." Oh, maybe Chuck Norris is in our audience, and he's heard a lot about Viktor Orban here on the Trump phenomenon. Oh, and here's a video of Orban and Norris riding around in Budapest. I love this. Let me just try this. Let me see if this works. Let me see if I can play this, if there's some audio that we can enjoy here. Let's just see if it works. Hang on. Okay. Well, nope, that didn't work, so we'll bail out on that. You know, I'm a street fighter, basically. This is Orban talking. I'm not coming from the elite. I'm coming from a small village 40 kilometers from here. I love the way my 7-year-old says the word kilometers. I'm trying to remember what he says. He says, kilometers. I love it so much. His words where he's learning the language. So he's always said kilometers. And I don't want him to stop, actually. It's so cute. I'm coming from a small village 40 kilometers from here, Orban said, after Mrs. Norris commented from the backseat of the car on how kind it was of the prime minister to pick the couple up and take them on a tour of Budapest. Then here's Orban talking some more. 90% of comment on me is negative. Of course, comment where? In the controlled press, of course. The liberals hate me, Orban told the American actor, who noted parallels between the Hungarian leader and U.S. President Trump's treatment at the hands of a media class which tends to lambaste anyone who would stand in the way of unfettered globalism as a major threat to the so-called international order. Orban, whose patriotic government won a third term in office in a landslide election earlier this year, took the Norrises to watch a display by Hungary's anti-terrorist unit, telling the couple, "They are the toughest guys, the highest level and quality of defending the people." And then here's Chuck Norris's tweet. He tweets, "Gina and I spent time in Budapest, meeting many new friends, and honored to spend time with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Thanks to everyone for the invitation and the hospitality. God bless Chuck Norris." I like this strongman comparison. "Hungary's strongman leader has a new American friend, Chuck Norris." Well, an American strongman. Norris, a former world martial arts champion, told the popular leader, "I have seen training all over the world, and this is the best demonstration, the best I've seen." Earlier this year, the European Parliament voted to trigger Brussels' most serious disciplinary procedure against Hungary, Article 7, on the basis of a report claiming the conservative government poses a systematic threat to democracy and freedom of expression. Ooh, Article 7. Sounds like they're trying to take Viktor Orban to, what was the room in 1984? Was it room 10? Room 9? The torture room? Somebody help me with my memory there. While the EU and liberal international media seem to have nothing to say on so-called hate speech laws in countries like Germany and the UK, where thousands of people are being arrested for posting allegedly offensive comments on social media, they accuse Orban of waging war on free speech in Hungary due to the government's lack of support for the George Soros-sponsored Central European University, CEU. So there you go. A little bit of something to cheer you up there from Hungary. I wish Hungary were not so far away. I've never been to Hungary. In fact, let's see, the furthest east in Europe I have been. What is the furthest? I don't have my globe handy here in front of me to look at it to see in true sense. The furthest east I've been is probably maybe Stockholm. Let me think about that. I'll look at the globe during a break. What else is cooking? Well, here's a hell of a story. Pat Caddell. You remember Patrick Caddell from years past? The pollster. Now let this one sink in, folks. Veteran pollster Pat Caddell told Breitbart that President Donald Trump will not be reelected if he does not change his White House team and purge the Republican Party of politicians and consultants who have been bought by the donor class. Caddell, let's see, let's skip a little bit. Let me skip down even further. Skip even further. We've got a little break coming up. Good chance for you to call in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander Lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big John.
Somebody said he came.
Big John, well... Let's go from Big John, Donald John, that is, if he stood 6 foot six and weighed 245. Let's go to little Macron, who stood 5 foot six and weighed 145. He's mouthing off at the Buenos Aires G20 summit here. He can't stand Big Bad Donald John. So here's what he has to say today. French president, I'm going to make fun of the French a little bit here, but hey, I admire and love France. I have lived in France, and the true French people are great, are wonderful, and making fun of the French is just an unfortunate pastime of some of us in America. French president Emmanuel Macron has criticized U.S. President Donald Trump for prioritizing national interests ahead of global ones, saying his policies have been done to the detriment of his allies. President Macron made the comments during an interview with the Argentinian newspaper La Nación. Oh, oh, God, the irony of it just hit me. La Nación. He's being interviewed by a newspaper whose name is The Nation. And he's criticizing what? Nationalism. Oh, my God, this is getting rich. Go, little Macron. Macron outlined that blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll go through the verbiage here. He says, in these situations, I always clearly affirmed the French and European position. It is in these times of crisis when it is necessary to defend our common values that rely on the multilateral model and cooperation. The French premier also criticized President Trump for threatening to raise tariffs on Chinese goods. What a know-it-all. What a smartass. Claiming a commercial war between China and the U.S. would be destructive to all. So he's going to tell us what we should, our trade policy should be with, not France, no, China. Then this article at Breitbart says President Trump has been abiding by his campaign promises by withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord, announcing the U.S. will reject the U.N. Migration Compact in efforts to cut migration and asylum numbers, and has continued to excoriate NATO allies who have failed to pay their share while the U.S. continues to provide defense for Europe, including Emmanuel Macron and his buddies. President Trump and Macron have clashed in recent weeks over the Frenchman's comments that the European Union needs its own army to defend itself against who? Against the United States, as well as condemning nationalism, which he called treason against patriotism. And he said that in Donald Trump's face on the Champs-Élysées, where Donald Trump has no opportunity to reply and has to just sit like a bug on a pin while he's getting lectured by this smart aleck, 5'4", 145, little Macron. And he praised globalism in a clear rebuke of the patriotic U.S. president. The French premier made another defense of globalism during the interview with La Nation, The Nation, claiming that the growing nationalist phenomenon, that's his word, is temporary and is the result. What is his explanation as a left-winger, as a communist? What's his explanation? It's the result of the anguish. Boy, it's been a while since I've lived in France. Is it angoisse in French? The anguish expressed by the working and middle classes over globalization, whose benefits they do not see. Well, we just don't see the benefits, folks. If we could only, we weren't so stupid, we weren't as smart as Emmanuel Little Macron, we would see the benefits that we're missing. And then he says, Macron evoked his regret that the U.S. decided to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. We'll be right back. Good chance for you to call in. We've got two calls online now. Be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. Stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
Welcome back, folks.
I'm gonna stand up and say so.
We've got Dr. Kelly in California on the line. We also have Tom in Florida on the line, and there at least some lines open if you want to call in. Let me put another log on the fire here. Here's an interesting character, the European Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs, Taxation and Customs. Who's ever going to remember that? But he's a high, let's put it this way, a high EU poobah. His name is Pierre, this is a Frenchman with a not very French name, Pierre Moscovici. So I thought I was looking up an Italian, but he's a French. Moscovici spelled M-O-S-C-O, like Moscow, and then Vici, V-I-C-I. And I'll read a quote from him in just a moment. Well, first, let's go to his story, and then I'll tell you about his origins and his background. European Union Commissioner warns of war should nationalists, let's come back to that theme tonight, nationalists win in Europe. Now, coming up in May, there is an election for the European Parliament. And, well, wait a minute. Let me correct myself. There's a round of elections coming up in May. And again, if the caller has got the details on this, there's a round of European elections coming up in May, and they're critical. And the nationalists, our guys, the good guys, are expected to do very well. But here's his threat, Moscovici's threat in advance. European Commissioner Pierre Moscovici has gone on the attack once again, claiming that war, that's his word, war, la guerre in French, could come to Europe should populist anti-establishment parties win in the upcoming European Parliament elections. So these are for the European Parliament. Mr. Moscovici said that nationalists who impose nationalists could lead to the destruction of the European Union and potentially to war. And this was reported in the Italian newspaper Il Giornale. He said, if we reintroduce divisions between us, north, south, east, west, and if national preference becomes Europe's way of thinking, Europe will die, Moscovici said. Of course, what does he mean when he says Europe will die? Europe's not going to die. If Europe dies, it will be the result of left-wing imposed immigration invasion. No, the EU will die. That's what he means. Always have to translate left-wing verbiage because it's always deceptive. He says, without Europe, I'm sure that war can reemerge here, he added. And he referenced on this subject a speech by French president, former president François Mitterrand, who had said, nationalism is war. I hadn't seen that one. That's ripe. These comments are just the latest attack on populism and populist movements by Moscovici, who previously claimed Europe has, he says, we must prevent Europe from sinking into its darkest hours. Moscovici has been particularly outspoken against the Italian populist coalition, saying that the Italians present a problem for the political bloc of the EU. Moscovici's comments were countered by Italian interior minister and leader of the League, or Lega in Italian, Matteo Salvini, who said, quote, EU Commissioner Moscovici, instead of censuring his own France that rejects immigrants in Ventimiglia and has bombed Libya and has broken European parameters, attacks Italy and talks about many little Mussolinis around Europe, unquote. And there you go. Now let's look up, let's talk about, who is this Moscovici guy? Well, where is he? I had him right here. Pierre Moscovici, born in 1957, so he is all of 61 years old, born in Paris, and he is a previously a member, of course, if you're never previously a member of this, a member of the Trotskyite group of the Revolutionary Communist League. He joined the French Socialist Party in 1984. Has been a member of the European Parliament since then, has been the national secretary of his party since 1995. So the former French president, François Hollande, gave him high positions. And he's also been appointed to high positions by Jean-Claude Juncker, who's a Luxembourger, born in Paris, the son of the influential Romanian Jewish social psychologist Sergei Moscovici, and of the Polish Jewish psychoanalyst Marie Bromberg. He went to the he went to the various schools in Paris there. Anyway, he was earlier active in the Revolutionary Communist League. So this is the phenomenon, the opposite of the Trump phenomenon, that we have the polarization phenomenon that we have in America today. We have communists and socialists, the Bernie Sanders crowd. They are now actually getting elected to office, like this idiot, Pierre Moscovici. So there's a story there. Let's go to our caller board here. Dr. Kelly in Northern California, you're on the air.
Oh, I am appalled by your pronunciation, Monsieur Kelso, and I would like to quote Frédéric Bastiat.
Uh-oh. Yes, that's Bastiat. Frédéric Bastiat. God, it's been so many years since I read his books.
G. Edward Griffin did the narration of The Law. And that would be something neat to listen to while doing chores. And I'll quote one line. The government is not a breast that fills itself with milk.
Yeah, Frédéric Bastiat, folks. And he was, by the way, I read an interesting history today of the Koch brothers. And very interesting. There's a there's a biography, right? There's a study of the Kochs out by a left-wing journalist, but it's very filled with interesting facts. The Kochs actually did start out back when I was a teenager. I was being charmed, snake charmed, by a thing called in Colorado Springs called the Freedom School, run by a guy named Robert Lefebvre, and they taught Frédéric Bastiat. He was like the big guru was Frédéric Bastiat, and two of the guys who were at the same time very interested in the Freedom School, so much so that they ended up financing it, were the Koch brothers. Now, there are four Koch brothers, and they have four different names. There's Charles is the leading Koch brother. But they have this, the Koch brothers is an interesting story. They have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in politics, and they came out right away against Donald Trump. Now, they call themselves right-wingers, but what they are is libertarians of a sort. They love Frédéric Bastiat, and they love the Freedom School and that whole thing that was going on. But they one of the Koch brothers actually ran for vice president on the first libertarian presidential ticket. Let me try to remember who that ticket was. But Koch ran for vice president. If memory serves me, help me, folks, if you remember better than I do. But they are a part of the problem. Right now that Trump has and that we patriots have is that we can't get our act together. We've got a Republican House and Senate that won't back the president sufficiently. And we have people like the Koch brothers who have, they're worth each, I think about $45 billion with a B dollars, each brother. But they won't back Donald Trump. And this is you can't do this. You can't do this sort of clowning around and succeed. So they are constantly working to destroy Donald Trump. It was the Koch brothers who brought in money to defeat all kinds of people like Dana Rohrabacher in California. Well, not take it back. I don't know that they funded Dana Rohrabacher. It was Michael Bloomberg out of New York City, who brought in $3 million into a California congressional district. This is a guy who, another like 50 billionaire type guy, Michael Bloomberg. He came in to defeat Republicans in California. Who now, by the way, folks, out of 50 congressional seats in California, Republicans now are down to 7. 7 of the 50 are Republicans now. Boy, that is getting scary. But the Koch brothers, Dr. Kelly, they just can't get on board. They can't get on the Trump train. And there's so many of these never-Trumpers. Paul Ryan is another one of these people. And it's expected that Paul Ryan, with his new beard, when he sashays out of the House of Representatives after having screwed the Republican Party in this election, he will get a mega million-dollar a lifetime position with the Koch brothers. So, ouch, you know, we finally get a few billionaires who could back Republican races, and they turn into Koch brothers. But it was funny for me to read that at the time that I was, people were trying to send me to the Freedom School in Colorado as a teenager in Colorado Springs to study under Robert Lefebvre or Lefevre, and it was being financed by the young Koch brothers at the time. But go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
So thanks for sharing stuff, and I'll let you get to your next callers there. And if anybody's interested in hearing that G. Edward Griffin narration of the law, it's available out there.
Yes. And Frederick Bastiat is a brilliant, brilliant guy. I don't mean to impugn him with these other guys just because they like Bastiat. But the yes, you're right. Frederick Bastiat, brilliant, brilliant Frenchman. It's a fresh theme tonight.
I was not smoking. I was standing next to other people that were smoking. The French make fun of me all year long, and I usually don't, return the favors until March or April. So I'll hold out.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Kelly. So long. All right, let's go to Tom, also on the phone. Tom, are you there in Florida?
Yeah, hi, James. Is it oui, or PP? What does PP mean in French? Oui, or PP? What does it mean?
Oui, is the French OUI for yes. And it's silly that we make fun of the French because.
Well, I think Marcon's wife looks like a poodle. I think he looks like a. He looks like
he
a
does.
Little. What are you, nipper? He's a little nipper.
Yeah. Well, remember,
Marcon is.
But what we discovered in a previous show is that Emmanuel Macron sports glittery fingernail polish, and so he married his high school teacher who was 20 or 30
yeah,
years.
Could be his grandmother.
Could be his grandmother. So I don't know. Strange things going on at the Macron residence.
Okay,
but
in an all serious matter, I want to get to Chucky Smucky Schumer. He's already said on the news today that he's only going to give $1.6 billion. But in the meantime, the United States taxpayers funded Israel with $780 million to build their little wall around Israel. And you got Schumer saying that he's going to, and you know what? Trump needs to shut the government down a week from tonight, James, on your Friday night show a week from today. I'm hoping you're talking about the government shutdown until Donald Trump gets his billions of dollars he needs for that wall.
Because
exactly 1 week from today when you're going to be talking about that.
Yeah. Well,
if the government's not shut down, James, we're going to lose this country. Louis Gohmert said it, and Coulter said it. If Trump doesn't
let me quote Patrick Cadell. Let me find it for you here. Patrick Cadell talks about this very subject. I didn't finish the article by Cadell, and here it is. This is a close. Pat Cadell. Described Speaker of the House Paul Ryan as beholden to the Koch brothers and donors who favor open borders. He said, let's go to the border thing. Paul Ryan, the Koch brothers speaker and the donors speaker. That's what the Koch brothers call their billionaire and hundred millionaire friends is the donors. The people who want open borders on the Republican side sold out he and McConnell to the Democrats in an earlier negotiation, and that is what Trump is challenging. Trump's got to hold the feet to the fire. He said Democrats do not want border security, but Cadell's more important point is that neither do Republicans, many of them. And he said they put illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. This should have been the Republican theme in the campaign, the midterm campaign, and they didn't deliver. This is another opportunity to put the heat on. But it is a party, the Republican Party, incapable. This is Pat Caddell, a former Republican pollster, you know, big shot. It is a party incapable of doing anything, including walking or chewing gum or either one, much less together. I am tired of playing games here. Caddell remarked, Trump is surrounded by leadership in his own party and in his own White House who are constantly stabbing him in the back and his agenda.
James?
Now, hang on, we got the music. We got the music, Tom. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisting just on earth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And the during the break, I was refreshing my memory on the Koch brothers, and actually, my track record, my connection in the world of the Kochs goes back to another common experience, which is the John Birch Society. Charles and David Koch, who are the two Koch brothers today, who are really affecting you personally, everybody out there, let me tell you, they're affecting you. They pledged in the 2016 election, they were pledged to raise $880 million in contributions, dark money, for political races. And they spent $100 million of their own money. The David and Charles Koch, and it was a David Koch, refreshed my memory. He was the Libertarian vice presidential candidate in, I forget the year, was it 76? I'll go back and look it up. But the Koch brothers, their father, Fred Koch, was one of the founding members of the John Birch Society. At that meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana, held by Robert Welch, the founder of the president of the John Birch Society, of which I was a big enthusiastic member of. In my early right-wing days as a teenager, and after that, their dad was a founding member. They were very active in the John Birch Society, and this is a point for you, Tom, to remember: the Koch brothers are spending more money as Never Trumpers than anybody else in the country, and they are, nice white boys. You know, with a, I think their family is Protestant. Hang on, no, Tom. I think their family is Protestant in background, but it's not all Jewish money, Tom. The Koch brothers are humongous. They are really hurting Donald Trump, really hurting our cause, and they have a special nefarious about the damage that they're doing because they're inside the tent, they're inside the Republican Party. And this is the most maddening, and I'm going to go back to Pat Caddell in a second. I know I'm going to chew up the time with this, but Pat Caddell is onto it here because the clock is ticking. And he says, Pat Caddell says this about these people who are operating inside the Republican Party, good, nice, white Protestant boys like the Kochs. He says, let's get it straight. I'm tired of this shilly-shallying around. Paul Ryan's going to take a job and get $5 or $10 million from the Koch brothers or more a year for having delivered. If Trump doesn't purge his party, they are losers. Many of them are against what they claimed before. They don't believe in what they tell their voters, and they prove it all the time. I think it's a disgusting situation, said Pat Caddell. He says,
James, well, it's the Joke Brothers. The Joke Brothers.
The Joke Brothers, yeah. Well, hang on. We got the music. Tom, whenever you hear that music, Tom, for the future, remember, when we hear the music, that's our exit. Thanks, folks. We'll see you again Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Trump Phenomenon. Go long.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.